Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello and a warm welcome to everyone. This is the Hashtag Finance Master Show. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg and I'm your host. Today's episode 4, titled Why Data Analytics Teams Always Win. We are discussing finance versus data analytics on my newsletter, Trends in Finance and Accounting. Every week goes out to more than 130,000 people. And I'll go through this article I released this morning with the title, Why Data Analytics Always Wins. So let's get into it. Why is data analytics a hot topic? Well, you just need to look around on LinkedIn. You see so many content creators sharing insights about what's happening in this space. And obviously inside of companies, all companies are trying to harness the value from data through analytics. And I think data analytics teams, they drive significant return on investment. I mean, they help leaders understand their organizations in new and essential ways, and they provide a toolkit required for growth of modern businesses. I mean, so many businesses today are dependent on data and insights to grow. We can't just go and observe everything actually, because there's so many things happening all the time and you're gathering millions of data points, maybe even every day. These data analytics teams are some seen as, let's say, a rival to their traditional finance function, which is obviously where I come from, you can say. But as we are exploring in this article series here, there shouldn't be any competition between these teams. They should be working together using the unique expert capabilities and skills that they bring to the table. So, of course, the ultimate goal for any company would be to harness the value that each of these teams bring to the table. And it is all about this data to insight journey. I'm sure most of you have heard about this. Maybe you've seen the analytics marathon that Dykes has put out. And everyone is talking about how can we get more insight. Of course, it's also about using those insights to influence decisions, but that's the topic for another day. So the crucial skill associated with data analytics and the thing that really sets it apart from competing business processes is really that ability to translate data into useful insights. And this is part of data analytics comes in. What is it that the data tells us? How can we implement those learnings in the way we work our business and really produce better outcomes? These are the key questions that any data analytics leader and their teams and the other stakeholders that they're working with, they really must be answering. So the data that we gather, it might all be conventional data, and if you're a finance professional, maybe you're just thinking about finance data. It can really be both, of course, the hard core numbers, but it can also be, let's say, definitely none. Financial metrics, and sometimes even more qualitative data. And the data analytics teams, they investigate and attempt to decode specific business issues through the gathering and interpretation of all these kind of signals that they receive from the data. And if you talk about qualitative data in particular, that this kind of data is typically unfamiliar to finance professionals as well, which sometimes makes it difficult for them to work with this data. So for instance, data analytics teams, they might work closely with marketing and sales functions to understand the sales cycle, contact centers to understand customer wait times, or renewal teams to gain deeper knowledge of customer retention and patterns. And I think it's really key that we understand that if we want insights for how to run our business better, we need to look very broadly in the company for these insights. What's key though is that we don't just blindly analyze data. We need to have an idea about what's happening in our business, what issues are we facing, and how can we overcome those issues or challenges to run our business even better. And one approach I really want to push, especially with the data analytics teams, but also with finance teams, is that if we don't have a hypothesis around if we do XYZ, ABC will happen, then it makes no sense. Because only with having an hypothesis, we can analyze. We can do data analytics to understand if the actions we take can actually make a difference. And of course, I'm curious to hear from the audience today if someone wants to come up on stage and share their experience with analyzing data and coming up with insights. Whether you sit in a finance team or a data analytics team, it doesn't matter. If you have experience with the data to insight journey, then feel free to raise your hand, come up on stage and join in on the discussion. And maybe just to add from my side, as we wait some brave souls to come up here, what I see in lots of companies is that obviously I talk mostly with finance teams and often hear them complain about that there is the data analytics team sitting in their company. It doesn't report to finance. It analyzes all sorts of data. They have all sorts of cool tools available, and they usually come with insights much faster than the finance team. Because the finance team, they wait for the financial data. That's the data that they own. And while that can definitely be important, usually insights come from combining data sources. So when you have the separate data analytics team not really being part of finance or working closely together with finance, data is being analyzed in silos. And while insights can definitely come from that, it's a suboptimal way of doing things. So that just points to the fact that it's happening today, this siloed approach of how to analyze data, and we need to take a different approach. Because finance is playing catch-up. We don't have all the tools necessarily. We don't think the data quality is good enough. And maybe we don't even have the skills to analyze the big data sets that are there and available in our company. So we can always see the limitation of the conventional finance function when compared with data analytics. So traditional finance teams, they may focus on P&L and balance sheet data, financials, well-known metrics, whereas data analytics, they get to the heart of an organization in new and innovative ways, if we call it like that. Sometimes they might do explorative analysis. We don't always have hypotheses, but you could say, let's analyze the data we have from the contact centers, for instance. How long are the wait times? What's the satisfaction with the service you provide? Is it different between the day shift and the night shift, for instance, if we have those? So you can look for trends and patterns, even though you don't know exactly what you're looking for. But often you would not start to look in any place without having an idea about or an expressed need from a business leader that says, I want the performance of my contact center to be better. Can you come in and help? Then maybe through the first explorative analysis, you develop a hypothesis around what could be the issue here. And then you test different thoughts, different ideas, analyze the data, maybe even build some minimal viable product or a solution. You put it into play and see if it performs better than the current process. And through that, you can develop better processes, in this case for the contact center, to reduce wait times for calls and maybe increase the customer satisfaction if those were the two issues you were struggling with. But I definitely say there's a place for both these teams in a company. Both are clearly crucially important that organizations know where one is coming from, which is where finance comes into place, what's their cash flow position and so on. So it's not that the financials don't matter. It's just that we need to look more broadly at this. I think the finance function can take a leaf out of the data analytics playbook though. In particular, finance teams should guard against the siloing of the finance function and really take a cross-functional approach. That is characteristic for data analytics. I mean, data analytics, they work across the company. And sometimes, of course, different functions have set up their own teams. But very often, they are really called upon by different business leaders because they have the capability to analyze their business. So this really means becoming familiar with a far range of information types and expanding the purview beyond the boundaries of the traditional financial reporting. And I really think that with finance being the only function that has access to financial data, if we can expand into the non-financial metrics, which should be available to us by all means, combining these, still, we are the only ones that can do that. Then we can call upon experts from data analytics teams that know all about coding and statistical methods and so on to look for the insights in this data. But simply combining these is going to be very powerful. Again, feel free to raise hand, come up on stage, ask a question, or share your perspectives on today's topic. Do you think that data analytics will always win in the company, or will finance actually have a role to play? And I can see we have two people coming up. So Thierry and Bilal, welcome to the stage. So Thierry, maybe we start with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. A perspective of somebody who isn't finance, it's going back into finance, but as I said, now a stint of IT, data analytics, dashboarding, what have you with a Shell. I noticed that in the bigger companies, this data analytics is a very process-oriented and not goal-oriented work, which end users, including finance, are looking at IT people to do for them. And they tend to get frustrated with the very process-heavy, agile principle of the whole method. That's at least the way it was structured in Shell, I'm allowed to say that, I think. And it's not really given much of a return on investment, I'm noticing, despite that they really invest very heavily in their IT. Everyone just keeps going back to Excel sheets in the end because that's just faster and not that process-oriented. And my take on that would be that there's simply too big of a gap in technical knowledge that's still required, even for something like Power BI. That would be my, that's been my take on this.
Thanks for sharing that, Julian. And I definitely agree that when finance meets IT or any business function meets IT, it's often a challenge for these two worlds to speak well together. But my take is also that if you don't bring a hypothesis to IT, for instance, to use the analytic skills to test that, then what is it really that they're going to analyze? Right? So we need to be very clear about what is it we want to use the data analytics capabilities we have in the company for. And it should be to solve specific business problems. But to solve business problems, we need to have an idea about what could be a potential solution. Then let's use our analytical capabilities to actually analyze that and to test the hypothesis to see if it could work or not. So I think that's definitely one perspective on it. And I also fully agree that technical skills, you mentioned Power BI, but even in Excel, for that matter, we lack technical skills in many functions. So that's definitely something that could be relevant to build. Bilal, also welcome to the stage. Do you have a question or perspective to share?
Thanks, Anders, for letting me join you. And the question is, like, I'm working for finance, and when business budgeting, financial reporting, I have seen an organization that the data analytics teams and finance people are working, as you said, in silos. Although I think that they should work in a very integrated manner, that the most of the data is utilized by the finance people when they come to their analysis and reasoning and evaluating or forecasting things. So how do you suggest that they should work together, whether they should be one team or a different function?
Yeah, so they're very good questions that Bilal there. And I think personally, I believe that they should belong to one function. I think they're very well situated under the CFO, but obviously in many companies, that's not the case. But I think in terms of getting them to work better together, I mean, finance need to increase a bit the technical knowledge, not to say that they need to know exactly how data scientist works, for instance, but they need to know some of the principles that they apply and how they approach their work so that they can speak better together. If they cannot communicate around the business issues that they're trying to solve, then we're not going to work well together. So I think that's really key, that finance professionals get a better understanding of how a data analytics team work, and also for that matter, how IT teams work. We shouldn't become experts in their domain by any means, but we need to understand how they work so we can better communicate. Those would be my two perspectives on those questions.
All right. That's another thing that I wanted to ask. Like you said, you finance people, yes, I agree that they should have that capability to understand the technical things. But to what extent do you recommend that they should have that knowledge, or how they can get the knowledge of those concepts, by working together or by getting some certification? What kind of knowledge, how they can obtain that knowledge, technical knowledge?
Yeah, so I think most learning is done on the job, right? So maybe you shadow a data analyst for a day or data scientist, how would the data analytics team work? Then you figure out, okay, what is it that they're actually working with? So let's say they're working with a specific statistical model or a tool or a coding language. Then you can, from that day, go away and say, okay, I need to learn more about Python, just to make an example, right? And then you probably can easily find an ebook that can tell you more about how Python works. Then you read about that. You go back, take another day with another one from that team, and suddenly you will understand a lot more. You'd probably have more takeaways from that where you can go back and learn. So that's how I would approach this, right? If you've never sit with these teams, it's going to be very challenging for you to learn and understand how to speak the language. Well, Shia, you also came out on stage. Welcome to the stage. Feel free to share your perspectives or ask questions, if anything.
Thank you, Anders. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to talk about how data analytics team and finance should work together. I think there is a lot that we can benefit from each other. But one of the challenges I found working for larger organizations is that most of the data analytics team is focused on helping like the marketing department or the operations department. And so what we have left as finance team is not much support. So definitely, like you said, getting to understand them better makes it easier, but also learning other tools also help, because in the event that they're able to give us a dump in Excel, we can at least take that and move forward that analysis using other software like TM1 or Anaplan or other systems that can help. But it really comes down to being able to partner, not just with the data analytics team, but also other departments that are also utilizing those resources.
You're spot on, Vasya, that if we're not able to be business partners and we're not able to create value for the likes of marketing and sales and operations, then they will find other ways of doing it. And I think that's one of the key reasons why we see so many data analytics teams pop up in companies. One, because they bring a certain technical capability to the table that maybe finance doesn't have. So we need to recognize that. And we talked last week about if finance can do data analytics, and maybe we can, but it's definitely a different skills that you need to apply. So we can't just expect that happens overnight, but certainly our ability to partner with these other teams, that is absolutely crucial. If we don't, they will find other ways of doing it. So just thanks everyone for sharing those perspectives. I mean, it also just brings me to the last part of the article, and then we can open up for Q&A as well. So business partnering is critical if we in finance particularly want to play a role with the data and knowledge that we can bring to the table. And as business partners, our role is to translate the data and information to insight and present it in a way that is understandable and digestible by relevant stakeholders. So I think, you know, data analytics professionals, some of them are good communicators, but like finance people, they might also struggle in this area. So sometimes as in finance, we are good business partners, we can be the, I call it like translator between data analytics teams, data scientist teams, and the business function. So that's another role that we can play. But it requires us to have like a holistic understanding of our organization and be able to spot patterns and opportunities across every process and function so that we know, okay, now something is happening in sales. We're not meeting our targets, or we're suddenly selling a lot in an area that we didn't sell before. Let's go in there and try to explore what's different. And are there something we can learn? Is there something we can learn from it? Or are there different choices that we need to make? So if we can use our existing finance expertise and either build on some data analytics capabilities if it's not there in the company right already, or work together with data analytics teams, we can drive significant new value for our organizations. I'll always come back to business partnering. Yes, I know I'm biased in that matter, but I think if we can't be business partners, we wouldn't have this finance versus data analytics battle in our hands. And of course, it shouldn't be a battle. It should be working together. But that's also what we said in our first episode on the Finance Master Show, better together. But we're now in the Q&A session of today's show. So to anyone in the audience listening, we have 55 people listening in right now. If you have any questions or want to share a perspective, again, feel free to come up on stage.
And maybe a quick question. Business analyst versus business partner. What is your perspective on that? In the sense that in, at least what I've noticed, is that sometimes a business analyst is seen as like the bridge between all those different teams. Yeah, that's the solution. That one person is a business analyst. He doesn't do one, he doesn't do the other, but he stands in between.
Yeah, so I think for me, a business analyst is doing the same as a financial analyst, just with all sorts of business relevant metrics. A business analyst will typically also work in specific functions, right? So you could be working with sales data, or you could work with marketing data, operational data. You could also be working at a high level in the organization to analyze things more across. But I think it's the same skills. And I think, I know I'm biased and I've said it probably 10 times in today's show, but I think finance could actually be a business partner. We could do some of these same things. If I look back at my past and the experience I have, I worked with product teams and they were doing the business analysis themselves. They were analyzing their own performance. And then once a month, I as a business partner were supposed to come and share the P&L data and say, how are they performing? And I'll say to myself, why are they analyzing their own performance? Shouldn't that be the role of a finance business partner to analyze how are they doing basis the plans and the strategies they have for themselves? And then we can discuss the business performance, and then hopefully they can make some take some actions to improve performance from there. And then the financial performance will take care of itself. And when I did that, thank you, we were doing this ourselves, but we were like, someone should be doing this for us because it's not really our role. So I think it's just a role that we take upon ourselves in finance to both analyze the financials, but also all the business metrics that are available. And of course, we might need more resources for that, but that's what we need to prove that we can do it. And then resources typically come. That's at least been my experience. All right, let's wrap things up. Today we have talked about why data analytics always wins. And the simple conclusion is because there's a need for data and analytics to come up with insights that can help business leaders make better decisions. And if we don't do that in finance, functions will find their own way of doing this. And that will probably marginalize finance in the company to a large extent. And of course, it doesn't mean that we should compete with data analytics teams to do this. That means we should work together to leverage the distinct skill sets that both finance and data analytics have. When they work together and they are better together, we create so much more value for the company because the insights are better. And because we are good business partners, we're able to influence decisions to deliver more impact. So finance and data analytics better together. And let that be the last comment from today's episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Thanks a lot, Gervais, Vassier, and Bilal for being on stage today. I really appreciate that. And I hope that you will join next week. Until then, bye for now.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?